Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. They're open to phone calls and texts. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. We're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Matt, has anybody spoken this morning about the interview Mitch McConnell gave yesterday?
That who gave?
Mitch McConnell's interview with the guy from Axios. After seeing that, the people of Kentucky, you know, they need to stand back, and everybody talking about the president's cognitive abilities. This guy either has that problem or he has multiple personality disorder or something's going on. You know, when they asked him about January 6th and how, you know, he stood up and said at the time it was, but yet asked if Trump is the nominee again, would you vote for him? And he said yes. And this guy's just bewildered by the, he can't believe the answer he got. Then he went further. They asked him about some of the other candidates the Republicans are putting out there, like the possibility of Herschel Walker in Georgia. He has no problem with it. Oh, yeah, he has issues, but he's very, very popular in Georgia, and he looks at him as a viable candidate. You know, he also referred to Trump as a cancer on the party. But then when people didn't really come down around him after January 6th, he's right back on board.
Right, yeah. Well, here's the thing, Dick, about all of them. But, you know, he's a poster child. Lindsey Graham's another one. All these people. What you have to understand is they're very skilled at impersonating candor and authenticity. They're very skilled actors. They do not care about the United States. They do not care about people being killed in Ukraine. They don't care about our democracy slowly being dismantled in this country. They only care about being famous, having power, and even then only power so that people pay attention with them and to them and flatter them. If you take a look at the scenes you see on television as they walk up to a podium, they love that. Beautifully maintained, polished corridors, statues all over the place, and they're a big man. They're very, very important. And frequently you'll see them walking up with five or six guys with them and women. They look important. I proposed in a campaign, and nobody picked me up on it, that lobbyists, registered lobbyists, when they are in the Capitol, have to wear yellow sport coats to identify them, men and women. What would happen if you looked at that picture and you saw Moscow Mitch walking up with six or seven people in yellow sport jackets? These are lobbyists who are paid quite a bit to influence our tax code, trade code, to defeat things that Biden is doing right now. But you look at him and you think he's a big man. That's all he cares about. All he cares about. His party blocked more than 50 ambassador nominations that Biden had made when he took office. 50 countries, including France, including NATO, including the EU, including a desk at the State Department for Iranian Affairs to supervise discussions about their creation of nuclear weapons, a desk to supervise Afghanistan, which was needed or would have been needed with the withdrawal. They just stopped them. They would not permit a discussion. And even though we have the majority, there's a rule in the Senate that says that any one senator can just halt it for a long time. In the 19th century, they could have halted it permanently. Now it would be many weeks, but how are they going to devote weeks to debate the ambassador to Luxembourg? I mean, you know, Tom Barrett was held up too. Luxembourg, I don't want to diminish Luxembourg, but I mean, the Senate's not going to use 3 weeks to debate a ambassador to Luxembourg, much less the other 50. And Moscow Mitch went along with this. So did all the other Republicans. They serially use individuals like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley to do their dirty work. The idea is to bring down a Democratic administration, not to bring up America. Anything that helps America could theoretically strengthen an incumbent Democrat, so they will weaken America. But in the process, they are hurting our country really badly. Remember something, 63 members of Congress, of the House of Representatives, voted against a resolution to support NATO, where we have a treaty. And they're in the front lines against Putin, 63 of them. 140 of them voted not to certify Biden as president, but to switch the votes to Trump. 140 Republicans in the House of Representatives. Three Republicans in the House voted against a bill to stop normal trade relations with Russia. That passed 100-0 in the Senate, but the dirty work was done over in the House, where they had three people hold it up a little bit. Seven Republicans voted against a House bill to investigate Russia's war crimes in Ukraine, seven of them. So you have this fringe in Moscow Mitch. Mitch McConnell has no core convictions. When he was first coming up and was in Congress in Kentucky, he was a liberal Republican in the 1980s. He was a supporter, pardon me, of civil rights, because that was the rage. That was the flavor of the day. He exists for one purpose: fame, power, and prestige. And really, the power part of it doesn't matter how he exercises it, just have people pay attention to him. Take a look at him. If this guy had blue jeans and a corduroy shirt, and he walked into a supper club in Kentucky, and he weren't famous, nobody would give him a second look. The universe is a very cold and disturbing place. And he wants some warmth, he wants fame, and he wants power. There is nothing that he says that I take as true. If he says something that's true, he did it by accident. It's like a stopped clock is right twice a day. Right twice a day. They're all like that. They're all like that. They'll betray the United States at the drop of a hat, injure us in our fight against Russia, injure NATO. Trump said he'd withdraw us from NATO. Moscow Mitch now is pro-Trump. He does not care. Go to the lines. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Matt, I'm glad the way you're drawing the lines of the Republicans and the communists. And it's not just on your show, but that's becoming a popular theme of how the Republicans are interwoven with the Communist Party and how they support it. Here's what I think we need to do. We need to have what's called like the red list or the communist list of all these people. We know many of them. I can pick up the names, you can pick up the names, but we got to keep highlighting them and say no longer will America tolerate the Communist Party in our political scene. How do we go about doing that? Educating people. We can't alienate them. You know, it's really, I can argue with the other side of the aisle real easy. But if I start to educate them and bring out points and say, look, let's have a discussion and let's look at the facts and see where we end up. Some of them will at least try and engage you. When they get upset, many return to calling names and hanging up or walking away and avoiding the issue because they can't defend it. We know they can't defend it. America knows they can't defend it. It's time to give these guys a pink slip. And I mean, even if we do it unofficially, you know, they do a lot of things over and above the law. There's no reason we can't say in America, hey, you guys are done. Well, you don't have the right. Yes, we do. We pay your paychecks. So keep going with the thoughts and have a great weekend, Matt. Take care.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Very, very good stuff. Very, very good stuff. The Republican Party is trending to authoritarianism. And I've used the word fascist. I'm going to say this yet one more time. That's an overused word. Everybody uses it. Teenager will go, oh, my dad's such a fascist, he grounded me because I was late for curfew. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is eliminating the peaceful transition of power and curtailing or eliminating the right to vote. And that is increasingly happening in this country, not just January 6th. But if you take a look at all these votes that are happening in Arizona and Texas and Georgia and here in Wisconsin, Evers is vetoing them, but if the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, were in there, she'd sign them. The proposal is that the presidential election is a beauty contest. The gerrymandered legislature picks the electors and who's president from Wisconsin, at least our votes. They will get rid of the right to vote, your right to vote for state treasurer, secretary of state, superintendent of public instruction. And lieutenant governor, all appointed by a governor who, if it's a Republican, will put in their own hacks. That's what's happening right now. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and it's creeping in right now with guys with briefcases, lawyers. Wake up. Wake up. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.